It's VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The United Arab Emirates launched tourist visas for Israeli citizens on Thursday, official media said. It's the latest move following the normalization of ties between the two countries. Abu Dhabi's foreign ministry announced the activation of tourist entry visas through airlines and travel and tourism offices for those holding Israeli passports. With their economies hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic, the UAE and Israel are hoping for fast dividends from the U.S.-brokered normalization deal signed in September. They've already signed treaties on direct flights and visa-free travel, along with accords on investment protection, science, and technology. The UAE was only the third Arab country to normalize ties with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. Its move was quickly followed by Bahrain, and in October, Sudan also announced it would normalize relations with Israel. The agreements, which have been roundly condemned by the Palestinians, break with years of Arab League policy on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The consensus had been that there should be no relations with Israel until it makes peace with the Palestinians. Bahrain's imports from Israel will not be distinguished between products made within Israel and those from settlements in occupied territory, the Bahraini trade minister said on Thursday, and this drew rebuke from the Palestinians. Like the UAE, Bahrain formalized ties with Israel on September 15th. The Gulf countries move forward under the auspices that Israel would not annex West Bank settlements, which most countries think are illegal. But Bahrain's industry, commerce, and tourism minister voiced openness to settlement imports. "We will treat Israeli products as Israeli products, so we have no issue with labeling or origin."